Psalm 50, verses 14 from the King James translation says, "Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High." From the Message, it says, "Spread me a banquet of praise. Serve, high God, a feast of kept promises." And from the New Living, it says, "Make thankfulness your sacrifice to God and keep the vows you made to the Most High." As we walk with the Lord, as we make vows to Him, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to surrender our lives to Him so Him through us, those vows can be kept, right? We can't do it on our own strength, but we can really do it in His strength. And then dropping down to verse 23, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God." And that's exactly what Alan was doing. He was offering praise. And therefore, as he offered praise, he's glorifying God.
Right.
You say, "I can't witness. I don't know how to witness." Well, all you have to do is tell someone who's not a believer in Jesus, offer a little praise in front of them. Say something. Just say something God has done for you. And by doing that, you're glorifying Him and showing someone else that God is alive and well, working in His saints today. And the Message says, "It's the praising life that honors me." See, Alan? You're a great example of this morning. It's the praising life that honors me. As soon as you set your foot on the way, I'll show you my salvation. And the New Living says, "But giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God." I love that translation of that verse. "But giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me." That's what God loves. Not a sacrifice of bringing bulls and goats or doing something for Him. But it's speaking praise of Him. He loves it. "If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God." Because if we're keeping to His path, if we keep our eyes fixed on Him, what happens? Our eyes are not fixed on other things, distraction, sin, etc., etc., etc. So all we have to do is focus on Him, and that salvation that we love happens in our life. I love it, I love it, I love it. Let's say it from the King James, because we know the King James really well. "Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God.